What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
The way that Skeens has really jumped on the scene and has really risen to stardom so fast. You believe that, and there's always trends every year in professional sports. I mean, football, you know, you got the, and obviously it started with, okay, offense and throwing the football and, you know, what is the next McVay? Who's the next Shanahan? The trees and the trends that you see in the NFL, basketball, three-point shooting by Steph Curry, things of that nature. So there are always trends, but you said in the last segment that you do believe that prospects will be rushed now because Skeens has jumped on the scene so quickly. Do you really think that people are going to take that approach, or is Skeens just a one-off? Because, I mean, like I said before, I knew that Skeens was going to be good, and I was a person that said that he should have just started from day one up on the opening day roster. Like, why not? Like, I 100 miles per hour, 100 plus miles per hour, you know, his stature, his mental makeup of, you know, being in the military, his work ethic every single day. There's so many things that I was like, what does this guy need to prove? And why are you going to waste pitches in AA or AAA whenever you know this guy could come on the scene now? But, you know, he's here and he's an all-star. We're going to talk about that for sure, but he's an all-star already. Do you think that this will be a trend moving forward for teams that have, top five picks that they think can help their major league squad?
Yeah, so I want to backpedal a little bit because I think the word rushed wasn't the right word. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're going to rush guys, and I think there's some development that's going to have to take place for them to, you know, come to the majors. Paul Skeens was much quicker, though. I think that teams may look at this and maybe, you know, prospects being brought up early, it wasn't necessarily a trusted thing to do. I think you're less likely with hitters, too, to have that happen because hitters, I mean, we've seen fail immensely when they've been brought up too early. You know, Jackson Holliday struggled this year, for example.
So you think it's harder to hit?
I think it's harder to hit, yes.
Really?
Now, well, yeah. I mean, pitchers have control of everything. They have control of where the ball is going to go and how much time that, well, not anymore, how much time they want to take. But, yeah, I mean, when they're on the mound, they start the process of everything. I mean, hitters in the game, they're designed to fail, you know, because there is no clock. There is no definite clock overall. I mean, there's clock, you know, in between.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
things change so much.
So I think, though, I mean, with pitchers, if you have somebody who's this good, like a 1-1 overall guy, I think that they're not going to do – a lot of teams may stop doing the, well, he has to spend one full year in the major – or one full year in the minors, you know, thing that they've been doing. I think that they may trust minor leaguers more to give them a shot in Major League Baseball right away. I think there's a number of fronts, too, that it could benefit not only team performance from them doing so well, but also it seems like fans are clamoring now for, like, their, you know, the top prospects that they get in drafts.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because it's kind of like, you know, the NFL's been doing that model for a while, where but they don't have minors. College is your minor league.
Right.
Is your minor league football, in a sense.
Well, it's about exposure.
Right.
Because, so, you know, college football, you're exposed to that every Saturday. And you can watch, and you can see the guys. Like, last year, the guy that came on the scene quick, right, in the NFL was C.J. Stroud. Let's use him for an example. People saw C.J. Stroud play a lot of games. You didn't have to be in Columbus to watch C.J. Stroud play. So I think the more as we go on to really add to your conversation and to your point, which is a good one, and I see where you're getting at here, is that I think the more exposure you have to players in college baseball, and if they're on ESPN more, if they're on the SEC network that people get, the Big Ten network, and you're seeing these big-time prospects, that you will clamor to wanting to see them whenever they get drafted ASAP.
See, I think that, you know, you brought up a point, actually, that I wasn't quite touching on, but it makes sense, and that's a good one. And that's something I didn't consider. They're exposed. Like, college football is in higher demand than minor league baseball.
Yes.
But also, my point otherwise was when players get drafted, like when Skeens got drafted, Pittsburgh was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Henry Davis got drafted, there were people that were excited. You have high anticipation of these first-round picks, because of the nature of when they were selected. And so I think that it's been tough for baseball because they've had to wait for these players to come up. You're waiting a year or two for a lot of these players to come up and actually make an impact. Whereas in football, they're making an impact immediately. When you get a draft pick, that pick is going to make an impact right away. That's the nature of football. I think that baseball may be getting a sense, and maybe the Pirates are starting a trend where if you have a guy that's good enough, give him a shot,
mm-hmm.
and you may be able to reap rewards. And before the league figures out said player, I hope nobody figures out Skeens. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen anytime soon. But you get my point. Like, before the league figures out this player, let the player come up and feel the experience of the majors and see what impact that player can make right away.
Well, it's also about dollars, too.
Like, yeah, I mean, think about Paul Skeens drawing in the crowds.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's that, too.
Like, people forget that this is a business at the end of the day, and if I was an owner and I had a 1-1 pick that people knew about, that people were exposed to, they could see that are excited about, like, I want to put butts in seats. And if I think that they are ready and they can prove that they are ready and I see that they can transition easy enough, well, if you're the GM at this point, can see that they can transition easy enough, you're killing two birds with one stone. And that's what the Pirates are doing.
There's a lot of benefits from it seems, as we continue to talk. This is a good discussion. Yeah, there's a lot of benefits that can come from
like, could you imagine the home opener? Like, we know what Skeens was like that first game, right?
Yes.
What was it, May 12th, 10th, 11th, something around there. And how excited we all were for that. Could you imagine if that was the start of the season for PNC Park, the home opener, Paul Skeens was on the mound? Could you imagine the draw that would have pulled? And where would he be at now if he was already up here then?
I don't think it would have pulled any more draw than he did when he came up midseason.
I think definitely would have, because you're already getting a draw for opening day, because it's opening day.
Do you mean on the road, or did you want
here.
Him to start the
home opener.
Okay.
Home
opener. Like the game we were at.
Yes. Could you imagine that day if Skeens was on the mound?
See, I got to tell you, I think that there was a lot of anticipation for Jarrett Jones already, because they had already played like 7 games, I think.
Yes.
So I think people wanted to see Jones at that point.
For sure.
He kind of stole the show.
For sure.
Would Skeens have drawn in more people? I mean, I that's a hard question, to be honest with you.
I think they
started
ridiculous.
They started so hot, and it was like, you know. For the briefest moment, you put Skeens in the back burner because they were doing well. I think there was more of a clamoring for him when they started struggling,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I don't know.
But okay, so think about it. If you're a different club, like if you did have a Paul Skeens come up, you did draft 1-1, it was a pitcher, and you didn't have a Jarrett Jones. Like that
then
day,
I think they,
your,
then I think they would,
day.
Then I think they would have done worse in the first few games, and then you would have wanted to see him for the desire to win.
I'm just saying, just think about it. If they would have did bad, if they would have did good for the first seven games, who cares? Say they went 0-7, say they went 7-0, what they go.
Right, I'll give it the blank. I get what you're saying. Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
there would have been a high demand to watch the game, yes.
And I think that what you're trying to say is that maybe teams will skip over the minor league portion of it and just, hey, you're ready to go? Let's go. We can kill two birds with one stone. We can get butts into seats. It's our home opener. You're on the mound. Here's the ball, and let's roll. And I think that that would benefit a lot of clubs. And I do. I kind of do agree with you that Skeens may have opened the door for that more than ever.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.